Hey guys, we ended up recording a lot of audio this week, so we decided to cut it down into smaller pieces. Some are better than others, but at least you won't feel like you have to listen to the whole 90-minute thing in one sitting. Without further ado, enjoy the show. Welcome everybody to the second episode of the Unnamed Podcast, which is a collaboration between myself and my sister. I'm joined today by my sister.
Hi.
Yeah. I probably should have asked you this offline before we started recording, but is there anything that you wanted to talk about today?
Well, I have like a thing, but it's like a sentence, and then I don't even know that you'll have anything to respond with. So it's just a little tidbit.
Okay, well, let's try it out. This will be what they call in the industry a cold open, I think is what they call it. So go ahead.
Okay, so I was sitting on the couch the other night doing some work, and I looked down at my hand right as a very, very, very small spider crawled out of my sleeve. And I noted that to tell you.
that's terrifying.
Yeah, it kind of was, actually.
Yeah, so. I guess that would be sort of like if you woke up in the morning and there was a spider crawling out of your ear.
Yeah.
It's sort of like, I don't remember it going in there, so right. What else could be in there?
Yeah, I mean, I was wearing long sleeves, so... You know, there's a lot of space for other spiders or whatever else that could have been in there.
So, could you tell what kind of spider it was?
Well, no, it was very, very small. Like, so small that I'm trying to think of, like, what to compare it to. And I don't even know of things that are really that small besides like a poppy seed, and it was a little bigger than that. So, I don't know, but it was very, very tiny. It was like almost entirely all legs. So
that could be even creepier, because you have to assume that that was a baby spider. It's possible that it just hatched from somewhere inside of your shirt.
So this is exactly what I thought you were going to say, because you always used to tell me that anytime I had like a bite or a scratch or something, that it was a spider egg sac. And that was the first thing that I thought of when this little tiny spider crawled out of my sleeve. So,
yeah. I remember when I used to say that. I mean, did you have any welts or bite marks or anything, like, on your arm?
Well, so on my wrist, I do have this very small, like, red bump, but it may have been there before.
Well, I mean, it would have had to have been there, in order for the spider to hatch out of it.
Right, but wouldn't, like, hundreds of spiders have hatched? Which I guess is creepier if they did and I didn't notice.
Well, okay, so I've heard that when you're pregnant, your immune system kind of kicks up a little bit. Uh-huh. So it's possible that, your white blood cells went in there and just killed all the spiders except for one. Yeah, it could sort of sense its impending doom and, just kind of made its way out.
Yeah, that's possible, I suppose.
Yeah.
Okay. So how are you going to segue from that?
Speaking of calling something that it isn't, how do you like that?
Uh-huh.
Speaking of segues,